Hey everyone, Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau here from Food for Thought Podcast. I don't want to take up much of your time. I just wanted to check in with you, say hello, and give you a few updates, make a few announcements so that you know I'm here and I'm anxious to get back to you with a new podcast episode. The most recent podcast episode, Tribalism, Ideology, and a Call for Compassion, is now one of the most popular episodes that I've done in the 14 years I've been doing this episode. So it is resonating with you. I'm thrilled. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you for supporting it. I can tell you that I think I'm out of the weeds in terms of my new book. It's been back and forth between me and my editor, and she has pushed me to make this book better and better and better. And I'm so proud of it. It's now in the hands of the copy editor, and I'll be getting it back again to make more changes and updates. And it's all in service of making this book as good as it can be. The Joyful Vegan, How to Stay Vegan in a World That Wants You to Eat Meat, Dairy, and Eggs. It's coming out in November. It's probably going to be available by October, to be honest. And you can pre-order your copy now. One of the advantages of pre-ordering, aside from the fact that you get the book as soon as it is available, which, as I said, could be as early as October, is that you get it on the price that it's locked in at now. That made no sense. You get it for the price that you pay now, and it's locked in. So I think it's about $16. You can go to Amazon. You can go anywhere books are sold and get your copy today. I am so proud of this book. I'm so proud of the response I've been getting from my editor, from friends, from colleagues who've read the book. And I think it's going to be a game changer. I don't really think there's anything out there that's talking about the honest data about why people stop being vegan. Most people who become vegan stop being vegan. And there are reasons. It's not arbitrary. I unpack all of those reasons in this book. I'm so grateful for the endorsements I've received. I've received so many beautiful endorsements from friends and colleagues, from Senator Cory Booker, as many of you have already heard, from Dr. Michael Greger, from Melanie Joy, from Victoria Moran, from Miyoko Shinner, from Greg Gene Bauer, from Christy Middleton, all of the people I respect. And, you know, they don't give these endorsements lightly. They really feel strongly about the content in this book, and I'm proud of that. You know, the body of this book is the 10 stages, which many of you heard on this podcast. I did a series called The 10 Stages of What Happens When You Stop Eating Animals. And if you want a basic cursory understanding of the book and the content, then listen to that series. However, I will tell you this book is loads better. That series really enabled me to really kind of work out my thoughts about the series, the stages that I came up with. But the book goes deep, and very deep. And so if you want to listen to that series, I welcome you to do that. I think I'm going to be creating a new series based on the rigorous research I've done for the book. And so I might take down the current episodes. So if you want to listen, you want to download, do that now. And I really think I'm going to be building a course from the content in this book. I think it's going to be the perfect follow-up to the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, which guides people to becoming vegan, and the Joyful Vegan guides people to stay vegan. And one of the things I talk about in the book is that we make the mistake thinking that our journey is over once we become vegan, and really the journey just begins. And so it, as much as becoming vegan is a process, so is staying vegan. And as I said, the majority of people who become vegan stop being vegan. People keep asking me my thoughts about what I think about all of the ex-vegans on YouTube. There's no difference between the people who are stopping being vegan now and those who stopped being vegan 10 years ago, 15 years, all these years that people have tried being vegan and stopped. The only difference is people have a platform on YouTube now. So there's no mystery. There's no special reason why people today are, you know, fewer people. It's the same information. So this book answers that question in long form. That's my short answer, is that YouTubers now just have a platform called YouTube. But the long answer is this book. It's a culmination of my 20 years being vegan and 20 years doing this work. So once I became vegan, I stepped up my activism. I was an animal advocate when I was vegetarian, but when I became vegan, everything changed. And so as long as I've been vegan, which is now 20 years this year, I have been an advocate and I've been doing this work. And I have said to you a number of times, and I'm going to say it again, this is an announcement, that when I say that you support my work, I don't say that glibly, and I don't say that because it sounds good. I say it because it's true. I know many of you who've been listening to the podcast have heard sponsors here and there. Sponsors do not support my ability to do this work. You know, a couple here and there have been helpful, but I am not someone who relishes going out and getting money for my work. Even marketing my work is the hardest thing for me. Everything that, you know, marketing and sales takes me away from creating content, but, you know, I have to do it because obviously I want this work to get out there and I want it to thrive. But it is my favorite thing to do is to create content and share it with all of you. So when I say that you enable me to do this work, I mean it. I get emails from companies every day who want to sponsor the podcast or who want to, you know, they want to do a, you know, an exchange with their goods. I say no to all of it. And so you who are patrons, you who are supporters are letting me do this. You've enabled me to do this for 20 years. And I'm hoping you'll enable me to do this for another 20 more or more than that. And you can do so by becoming a patron. Now, I have added a level that I think you're going to love. If you are already at a $30 and above level, you will get this perk. Of course, there are perks even after this special offer ends. But the special offer is that you can be part of this book by having your name printed. You will be specially recognized in this book on a special page and in a very special way on my website, on social media, if you become a patron at $20 or more a month. And so if you're already, as I said, it's a new level, the $20 a month level, but if you're already in 20 for 20 years, get it? 20 years. So if you're already at $30 and above, you will be acknowledged. You will be specially recognized in The Joyful Vegan. But if you'd like to be and you're not at that level, a lot of people right now are increasing their pledge. So you can go from $15 to $20, from $10 to $20, from $1, whatever it is, and stay that at that level, you will be acknowledged in this book. So it is a way to thank you, to enable me to continue. I can certainly do an episode on why authors don't make a living from their books. It's very true. You know, one of the things you get a lot of things by allowing the publisher to make a living. You get the expertise of the editor. I have the most incredible editor, helping me midwife this book, and of course the copy editors, the marketing people, the sales team, the distribution, that's what they bring. But that's why they get 90, you know, plus percent of the profits for the book. So unless you are a huge bestseller, you don't make a living writing books. I want you to buy the book because I've put my heart and soul into this book and because I think the content is incredibly valuable. And of course you buying the book does help and it does provide somewhat of a, you know, an income, but really most of the support, most of the way that I'm able to for my work to thrive is through the support through independent individual patrons like you. I can't say that any more clearly. So if you can spare a few pennies a day, $20 a month is just a few pennies a day, then you know you have my word that I will give back to you everything I've been giving to you in the form of the content I produce on social media, the articles I write, the podcasts I produce, the books I write, etc. So thank you for that. Go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau. What else? We're already lining up some speaking engagements for the fall. The book comes out in November, though I suspect you'll get it by October. And most of the talks are going to be around the fall, though I might have some earlier than that. So go to joyfulvegan.com. And go to events and you can see where I'm speaking. I'm definitely going to be in South Carolina. I'm definitely going to be in Boston. I'm definitely going to be in London, Ontario, and we're lining up some other events as well. If you'd like to join me on one of our trips around the world, of course, I would love you to join us for that. It's, you know, we have a limited number of spots available. We will be leaving for Rwanda in June and we'll be there for a month with two groups going to see the gorillas and the chimpanzees and the golden monkeys and just the beauty in this country and the beautiful wildlife and the protected wild space that is because of conservationists that we're able to go and celebrate these animals and this nature. We have a couple spots left for our magical fairy tale trip to Alsace. We're doing the same trip we did last year, which was quite a fairy tale. And if you'd like to join us, we have a couple spots left. And then we have some wonderful announcements for 2020. So don't miss out. Make sure you go to cpgtrips.com and sign up and join us on one of these trips. Those are the big announcements. Everything else, you can, you know, connect with me on social media. I will be coming to you very soon with some podcast episodes. As I said, I'm just coming up for air. I'm really trying to focus on writing some talks for the book. You know, as I said, we do have a marketing and sales team at the publisher, but I'm very involved in all of that. So I'm very involved in writing the marketing copy, the sales copy, because I want to get it right. And I want people to really understand what this book is about. And I want journalists to write about it. You know, this is a book to you, my gift to vegans. If you're already vegan, or if you've been vegan and stopped being vegan and you want to come back, this is for you. However, journalists outside of the vegan world are not going to be interested in writing a story about that unless it's really appealing to a general audience. So I'm always thinking of how is this, you know, what part of the story is something that a non-vegan will want to hear? And I think there's a lot, but it takes a lot of time to craft that and wordsmith it in a way that you know, is effective. So I'm constantly working on that, trying to write some podcast episodes, trying to write some perspectives. By the way, I want you to know too that the time I spend writing op-eds and articles, more of them are rejected than not. So even if you don't hear me saying, hey, something was published and I did this, that is the exception rather than the rule. I write a lot that doesn't get published. So you're, you know, again, you're enabling me to kind of spend my time saying, okay, I'm going to try this. And if it doesn't work, I try to repurpose that content in another way. And then the social media posts, I have been spending a lot of time putting social media posts out there that, again, are really thoughtful and meaningful. So, and videos, again, you know, you get the idea. So I don't want to keep you, and I need to get back to my work. And tonight I'm actually going to the East Bay Animal Pack. That's a political action committee I co-founded. And we are having our senator, our state senator, Nancy Skinner, speak about her work to protect animals and the environment. She passed a bill, a really important bill, that mandates that institutions like schools and prisons, prisons and hospitals and other institutions have to have a plant-based option. She's very proud of that, and we're going to hear her speak tonight. So these are the kinds of things I do and how I spend my time, and I'm going to go get some more writing done and then go to that event tonight. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, we're always looking for people to get involved. We're actually forming a policy and advocacy committee. So if you want to get involved in policy and advocacy and working with legislators, then look me up. You can contact me at support@joyfulvegan.com, or you can just go right to eastbayanimalpack.org. And if there's anybody in the San Francisco Bay Area you think would be interested, but you're not here, let them know about the pack. This is an off year in terms of elections, but 2020 is just around the corner, and we're going to need everybody, we're going to need all hands on deck to help elect animal-friendly candidates. So thank you so much for all of your time. Again, go to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau, increase your pledge to 20 or become a patron. Help me continue to do this work for another 20 years and help me help you stay vegan. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick Gaudreau. Thanks for listening. Thank you.